So on this episode, we're going to talk about Sweet Home and Resident Alien. Hope you guys enjoy. Okay, so it's Pop Culture Wednesday, and today we're going to talk about the Netflix series Sweet Home and the sci-fi series Resident Alien. First off would be Sweet Home. Gotta say, me and Cheyenne were watching like a bunch of YouTube videos, and we just come across like these scenes from Sweet Home, which kind of got us into the mood of watching it. And without a doubt, was not the worst choice. It was probably the best choice we've ever did, because that series was really good.
It was unbelievably good. And then Asen brought it to my attention that it was a Webtoon series before it was a Netflix series. I thought that was very hard to believe. And then I saw it on Webtoon and I was like, okay, he's right. But it was definitely really good. I'd watch it over and over again if I could.
So the story just centered around a character named Hyun-soo who ends up moving into this apartment complex because his parents die from a car crash. But when he moves in, maybe like the next day, things start happening where people start turning into monsters, and he's just there trying to survive with the rest of the people that live in the apartment complex.
The story was very hard to like grasp, but then like maybe the third or fourth episode, you'd start getting the gist of what it is, like why people are turning into monsters, and whether it's a curse or an infection, like some people would believe. It was pretty cool. I'd say the monsters were very creative, and it was mostly CGI, but honestly, it was very, very hard to tell that it wasn't real. I think it worked out in the end.
It was actually practical effects with CGI laid over it. So most of the monsters were just actors who had these prosthetics on, along with some markers to show where all the special effects artists, where they need to take what off. And just the animation style for it felt more like claymation in a way because of the way the movements were.
Okay, so since we want to call people out on their wrong information, I don't have anything on you, I'm sorry. With this Netflix series, again, it's in English and Korean, and I'm pretty sure in Japanese, but don't quote me on that. It was very cool to watch. I didn't know that it was CGI and practical effects, so my bad, Asen. Jeez. But with this show, you build that kind of like emotional connection with the characters, so if one of them dies, most likely you'd probably cry. I know Asen bawled like a baby.
When? Where? How?
Okay, he didn't cry, but you could tell deep down inside he probably wanted to. As Asen said, when we were watching one of the episodes, I think it was towards the end of the season, he was like, did you notice that he said that Korea makes the best horror movies and TV shows? I completely agree, because this one, I don't think that America could top that.
Yeah,
because
you can see hashtag live, that was pretty good. That was that zombie-related movie. And then you got these other like series that the Korea makes, like the guy that sees ghosts and is able to hit him and all that was pretty good. I don't know, it's just they're doing a very well job this year.
I gotta say, so you know how with my hero Aizawa is my husband, I gotta say that the hitman in Sweet Home, that's also my husband. I'm for the streets.
I gotta say, for the series, it was really cool to see how with the curse, that the curse, it basically just attacks anybody, or not really attacks, but it changes people who experience like strong emotional conflict or even internal conflicts or evil desires that they have. And it's really cool to see how that plays into how they change and how everyone else around them interacts with other people, because you see each character just struggling with their own internal conflicts, be it being afraid, angry, or just paranoid. And I think that the series did a very good job of showing how each character kind of just comes to terms with their own internal conflict in some way. Although there's most of the time they're killed off or something happens that the character dies. But each one, you get the chance to build a connection to them, understand why they're that way, and even see like other sides that all the other characters don't see. And I think with that, just that whole narrative or character relationships that are built between each one as the series progressed throughout the season, it really gives you that emotional connection. And I really think people should watch it just for the story, or even if you want to watch it, you can. Or you could check out the Webtoon series, which is also pretty good, but it's at a slower pace than the Netflix series. Okay, now we're going to move on to Resident Alien. Sci-Fi came out with a TV show about an alien who crash lands into a small town. It's played by Alan Tudyk, which I really love him because he's really good. He has a wide range of characters that he plays, and he's done so well with acting that I gotta applaud him for his performance. But anyways, so he's an alien that crash lands in Patience, Colorado, and he's just trying to figure out a way to find this device that he has to use for his mission. And you just see how he's living in a town full of humans who reluctantly he gets dragged into with no choice. And you just see how his character progresses throughout the entire series of season one.
And you know how pilot episodes are supposed to like reel you in into the TV show? I think that they did that with this flawlessly. The pilot episode is honestly probably the funniest thing I had ever seen. Just the way that they were interacting with each other and the jokes they would make, and it was like dry humor, and I thought it worked really well, especially with like the resident alien kind of thing, because he is an alien from outer space. And not like, I don't think any of us have actually met an alien. If you have, let me know. But usually you know that they would not get anything that we do. They'd probably think we're the weirdest people ever. Hannah, she's frozen in fear. Oh, what the hell.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the show, he's not even a doctor, and they just make him become a doctor. And it's funny, because he's just watching YouTube videos, he's reading about it, he's using the internet to educate himself on all these medical practices, which apparently would take regular humans years to figure out, but for him, it's easy. He even states, I'm the smartest person on this world. And it's just funny to like see all these other characters time after time do something that he completely does not understand, and it just makes him feel stupid.
He's even like beefing with a child. And I think that's the funniest thing ever, just because the child can see the alien as he is. It hasn't really explained why he can see him as he is, but all the other people around the town, like all the adults and all the other kids, they can't see him as an alien because he's got like this weird disguise thing on. So he took on the identity of that one guy that he killed. And yeah, that's why he's beefing with the kid. He's like, oh, he can see me, I gotta kill him. And like towards, what is like the third or fourth episode or something, they just get on terms, and he just spills all the facts that he knows to the kid, and the kid's always asking him questions. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, every character has like this funny part about them. And especially with the beef with the child, he can't kill him because he knows everybody will like notice that he's dead. So he's just finding all these other ways. He's convincing his parents to send him off somewhere so that he's no longer a problem with him. And he completely, all those problems that the alien is facing completely distracts him from like his actual mission that he's doing. And it's just funny that every time he remembers, he's just baffled.
And then you also see the relationship between the sheriff and his deputy. So the sheriff is like, what would you say that the sheriff is? Like, he's more like, he wants to be a detective kind of thing. And his deputy, she watches like alien stuff. She's like watching all these documentaries, especially that one guy on like the History Channel where he goes, aliens. Yeah. She's like, that's my man. I thought that was really funny too. And she's like, she has like all this evidence that's like clearly there. And the sheriff's like, no, I don't think that's not relevant. She's like, it's a door handle. Where are you going to find a door handle on the lake?
And there's this one episode. Well, let's backtrack. There's a character who's supposedly Native American. She's from like the tribe near there. And there's one episode where the alien gets drugged along with them onto the reservation to help with their grandma. And then this alien just experiences all the stuff that you know normal people would know, like experience on the reservation, basketball and all that, sense of community. And it's just funny to see the alien trying to figure out what's happening, and he gets, in the end, he feels like he's with among people, and he just likes it. Which I mean, it really captures his progression in that one.
And the main thing there is he realizes that everyone works as a community there. So there's that. And the funny thing, like, I love that he didn't know what basketball was. So he was just traveling the whole time. He was just traveling with the ball. And they were like, shoot it, dude, shoot it. And he shoots it, but he shoots it in the wrong hoop. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, you just scored for the other team.
Yeah, it's funny. And their ball is life kind of thing. I mean, I just thought it was funny because I've heard that before a lot. And it's just, it's funny to me. I mean, so me and Cheyenne really do recommend these two series. They're both pretty good. One's comedy, while the other one's like horror. But it really, it is binge-worthy to watch. So if you guys want to check it out, they're both Sweet Home is on Netflix, if you haven't figured that out yet from me repeating it. Resident Aliens also on Sci-Fi, but you can also watch it on Peacock with a premium subscription. But I think it's worth it. You can get a 7-day trial. But that'll be it for this Wednesday. So if you guys want to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, or even on Twitter, go ahead and check us out there. Understandably Awkward is our username. And if you want to check out our blog, which is understandablyawkward.wordpress.com, or check us out on Anchor by typing in anchor.fm/weareuapodcast. Over there, you can find any links to any of our episodes, along with any links to major podcast streaming sites. Still trying to get the Apple Podcast thing on and Overcast, but we'll figure that out as we go. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want to leave a review on the blog website as well, just show us how we're doing or any complaints that you might have. Hopefully you don't have any, but either way, we hope you guys give us some feedback, and see you guys on the next episode.